Well, welcome everyone to another edition of the Bus Stop Podcast. Eric Wesley here with you. And today I'm joined with a couple of people who have been on the podcast before. Frank Carroll, our Manager of Leadership Development and Human Resources, and Mike Kwiatkowski, Senior Director of Process Improvement and Operations. Mike and Frank, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us, Eric.
Yeah, Eric, great to be here.
We are going to talk about a topic that is very close and near and dear to Frank and Mike, as they spend a lot of time dealing with this topic. And then what we're talking about is DVIR. Let's start there first. One of you can give us what does that stand for, DVIR?
Right. Technically, it's the Driver's Vehicle Inspection Report.
Driver's Vehicle Inspection Report. Okay. Okay. So we're going to dive into that, ladies and gentlemen, and find out why this is important, especially during this time of year and with everything going on and just year round. It's a very important piece of what the drivers do on a daily basis. So Mike, let's begin with you. Why exactly are we doing this, talking about DVIR right now?
Right. Well, as some of the drivers know, we've actually rolled out some training before the COVID pandemic. And the initiative was to get folks to start using the new app to do their vehicle inspection reports, or the post-trip and the pre-trip inspections. We rolled out the training, COVID came along, and we've kind of put the project on pause for the last month. Some of the feedback we've heard from the drivers are, you know, we don't want to let too much time has passed between when we did the training and when we go live. Because as anybody knows, the longer you wait, the more you tend to forget. So we really want people to start using this thing as quickly as possible. Our go live date is June 1st. Personally, I'm ready to kind of get on back to the normal course of business, doing things differently, trying things new. So that's why we're trying to do it now, or we're trying to do it in the next couple of weeks.
So, Frank, June 1st is right around the corner here. So anything to add to what Mike is saying about why we're doing this?
Well, obviously, we want to improve our DOT compliance. I mean, with the M7, it's a challenge. We all know that. The DVIR will give us the opportunity to know at a glance how we're doing in terms of pre- and post-trip inspections on our bus, and it will improve our compliance with the Department of Transportation. So those are two really key points. It's a big audit issue, and to track down those books, so we want to try to save some money on those books. Obviously, when we have books floating around everywhere, it doesn't lend itself to efficiency, but the DVIR will fix that for us. So it saves time for our maintenance staffs, makes us more efficient, and it's part of getting Greyhound into the modern digital age. So those are some key points that we really wanted to push regarding the DVIR.
And you had some, I guess, some feedback, I guess, to from some of the drivers on this as well?
Absolutely. Some of the key things that the drivers' feedback they gave us is it was very positive. I mean, roughly, drivers gave us a 4 out of 5 score. Mr. Young, he said, "I'm ready to use it." We got lots of those drivers saying that same thing. Mr. Barry Hero was very positive. He believed that the DVIR was a godsend and please implement fully. Now, we did have some drivers that mentioned, Mr. Moreno was one of them, that said too much time had passed from the time that he took the training online and needed to go back and review his notes. And that was a really good point. And we can really help with that. So we want more drivers all the drivers to complete the training online. If you haven't already done so, make sure you get that done. But just keep in mind that you can always go back and take that course again as many times as you like. We've also put those same videos in the content locker so they can go there for that on-demand, just-in-time training. And then they can always ask their supervisor or driver instructor, and they'll be able to give them a quick refresher training. So once you've done it 2 to 3 times, it gets a lot easier. And I tell you what, if you're doing the e-log, DVIR is a piece of cake.
And Frank, you mentioned training. Is that something that the drivers need to do, say, within the next couple of weeks before June 1st gets here?
We'd like to for them to do the training ASAP. We've kind of been in that process, and we're over 95% complete. So a lot of the drivers have completed the training. So we're very thankful for that. They've really jumped on board and got engaged with this. Now the next step is to follow the dual process. You've done the training. Now go and implement what you've learned, but make sure that you're utilizing the M7 and the DVIR with each pre and post trip inspection.
Mike, anything to add to this about what the drivers are, what they've learned, or what they will benefit from this?
Well, I think the benefits for the company is it does make their lives a little bit easier. And that everything will be, it's a lot of the drivers have told us that they don't have to struggle with reading someone else's handwriting. Right? Because if it's on the computer, it's easier for them to read. It's also going to make their lives a little bit easier because it will tell them if the bus has a DOT defect that hasn't been addressed. So as you're going through the inspection process, you enter your bus number. If there's an open work order, that means that the problem hasn't been fixed. It basically will stop you at that point, and it won't let you complete the inspection. So you actually get a notification if there's an open item. So it should make them more compliant, make sure they're not driving a bus with a potential issue on.
And Frank, this tends to have, I guess, a ripple effect when it comes to knowing what things need to be completed for the bus, because the ripple effect goes down to maintenance as well, right?
That's exactly right. And maintenance really likes it when we give good notes. And as you use the DVIR, you'll find that you're going to want to give those detailed notes so the maintenance really knows who to assign to fix the particular work request, whether that's a DOT item that puts the bus out of service, or if it's a service request, say, for instance, the hazard, now the parking lights are not working, or some, or a seat is torn, something that's not a DOT item, then those things go under the service request, but they don't have any less urgency from a maintenance perspective. The maintenance still wants to get these tickets turned around in the system and completed so we can get those buses back out on the road.
And just kind of backtracking a little bit to the training, how are we doing as far as having the number of drivers complete the training? How does that look at this point?
Well, we're over 95% complete with the drivers. Obviously, as some drivers come off of furlough, we're catching those drivers, as well as managers and supervisors that are part of that particular training process. It's going to take all of us. And then the good part about it, the driver instructors have been really invested in supporting their fellow drivers. So when they have questions, the drivers have questions, driver instructors, supervisors, and managers are there to support them.
Mike, anything else to add to that?
Well, I think one of the things from a usage, from a training perspective, has been absolutely great. They've done a wonderful job doing the training. What we've noticed in the last couple of weeks is we've got a report that looks at who actually uses the app every day. We're probably around 30% as a company. Now, I'm happy to say it's going up each day. And part of what Frank and I are here to talk about today is to get people excited about it, let drivers know that we're really going towards this June 1st deadline. And our big ask is if everybody starts to use it every day over the next couple of weeks. We really want to see the usage go from 30% up to 95 or 100% by June 1st. And the reason for that is if everybody is not using it, right, there could be a potential, well, somebody doesn't get the information from the previous inspection. So we're all in this together, and then every driver kind of has to get on the same platform to communicate about these defects. And we all know that the electronic way is just more efficient, it's easier, it's better for the organization, it's going to save us time and money. So that's why we're really drumming up support to get people to start using it over the next 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Frank, any additional reminders the drivers need to know at this stage of the game?
Well, the really great part about the DVIR is now the drivers will know how they're doing from a pre and post trip inspection perspective, in sense that we'll know if those are being done even done accurately. So those are really good piece of information that we haven't been able to share with the driver previously without having to go on the bus, find the booklet, look through it. Now we can look at it from a computer, pull a report, take a look at how driver Frank Carroll is doing, and give him some proactive or instructional feedback on his pre and post trip performance. So it's really important from a safety perspective that keeps us compliant with the Department of Transportation, and from an operational perspective and a consistency perspective, it allows us to kind of increase in that area. So to Mike's point, really driving home the point that we need to get from a 32% completion percentage up to a 95 or higher percentage. And so we'll be really engaging with the managers and supervisors and drivers to get that done.
And Mike, does this take us away from paper, or do we use both at this point?
Well, for the next couple of weeks, we're asking everybody to do both. Right. So do it on the app just to get practice, build that habit of using the app as part of your pre-trip. The paper will still be the official record up until the end of this month. But then on June, we're all going to go digital. We're all go electronic on June 1st. And you know, one of the cool things about it, even though we're doing the same things, one of the things in the training we talked about, you're going to inspect the bus the way you do today. All you're going to do is you're going to put it on the phone versus the old paper books. That's really the biggest change. So let's say you're at a garage location, you're doing a pre-trip, you have a bad bus while you're doing your pre-trip. Do the same thing you're doing today. Go find a maintenance supervisor, get the issue fixed, or have them give you another bus. It's important. We don't want to take a bus with an open defect. It's, again, same thing we're doing today. Let's say you're in a post-trip, and for instance, the windshield wipers quit working. First thing you want to do is you want to enter that into the app. That's going to start, you know, the process with maintenance, with the request. But it's also important that you tell somebody that there's a problem, especially if you're not at a garage. You know, MRD, just pick up the phone and give MRD a call so they can start getting a person out there to fix the problem. It's kind of funny. My wife, when she has something that's very important, not only does she text me, but she'll call me. It's kind of the same principle. Make sure people know there's a problem with the bus so we can get it fixed. And what's also really cool is we're able to now track the open requests with the technical operations bunch. I've been doing it personally the last couple of weeks. They're doing a really good job of getting these repairs made. If you look, they're actually doing a wonderful job at MRD and the garages to making sure all these DOT items get addressed, and we can track them to make sure that's happening.
Well, gentlemen, did we miss anything?
The only thing I would add to that is from a technical issue, if a driver is trying to use their phone to do a pre or post trip and they're having a technical issue, report that as well, and then use the paper M7 booklet. Okay, so the M7 booklet is not going away per se. It will always be there as a backup after we clear these next 2 weeks, once we go live. But in the interim, if you do have a technical issue, report that with your phone, call it in, report it, and then use the M7 booklet to complete your pre or post trip.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, we want to hear if you're having some problems, you know, let someone know so that we can fix them. It's worked really well in the past with the driver app and the e-logging app. As things pop up, we can't fix them if we don't know about them. We really want to know about them. So make sure someone tells you. I'm happy to say that over the last couple of weeks, we haven't heard a lot of technical problems. The biggest one has been being able to log in. But once you get your login credentials set up, you should be good to go.
Sounds good, gentlemen. Mike, Frank, thank you for joining us and giving us all the inside information on DVIR and how important it is for our drivers to take advantage of this and use it on a daily basis. For everyone who's listening, we want to thank you for joining us as well. And always remember, you are Greyhound. So be first, be stellar, and as always, be safe. Thank you, everyone.